In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. So, word on the street is Apple is planning to introduce a smartwatch this year capable of connecting to cellular networks. This would basically mark the first step in liberating the device and the bigger breakthrough, possibly breaking us free from our second nature dependency on our iPhones. Let's go a bit more on the latest. Joining us now via Los Angeles on Skype is the Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle. Hey, Trip.
Hey, Tanya.
This is actually a big deal. It could certainly be a game changer. What is the latest on Apple's plans to introduce this cellular-capable smartwatch? What do we know, and how soon could this potentially be a reality?
It sounds like it will be, or at least under the current plans, it will be a reality as soon as this fall. Apple's already held discussions with carriers, with all the major carriers in the U.S., and they're anticipating being able to offer an Apple Watch that is capable of receiving data and text, or at the very least messages, without being tethered to the iPhone as it's been tethered in the past. So this would be a big step forward for the Apple Watch, and it'd really be liberated to some degree from the iPhone.
Getting this to go right could certainly be a challenge. Back before it was released, 2 years ago at this point, Apple's chief operating officer, Jeff Williams, he wanted cellular capability, but the tech and the physical nature of the watch wasn't coming together and working. It's had 2 years to try again, but there's got to be a lot of concern in getting this rollout just right.
There's certainly concerns, because anytime you miniaturize some of the capabilities that we're accustomed to on our iPhone into something as small as a watch, there's going to be some challenges from an engineering perspective that you run into. That's going to manifest itself both in terms of issues related to battery life and the amount of power that the watch is able to sustain, and the quality of the performance also could be an issue. I think one of the big concerns, my understanding is, users are going to expect to be able to make a phone call, say using their AirPods, with the same type of quality that they expect to make a phone call using their iPhone and AirPod combination. And that may not be feasible with a watch and a smaller device.
Possibly less concerned are carriers, right? An LTE connection is good news for them eventually down the road.
This is great news for carriers, right? I mean, they're really, really struggling right now with suppressed revenue and challenges to their business model. And anytime you get a new device that you can add and offer additional data fee with, you stand to benefit. And so for them, this is definitely welcome news.
It's interesting. You know, the Apple Watch is one of those devices that it's always had its ups and downs. How had it been doing as of late? Seems to have been on a bit of an upswing, but it's really tough to gauge.
You know, it depends on how you look at the Apple Watch, right? If you look at it through the lens of saying, well, is this as revolutionary as the iPhone? I think the answer 3 years into it is it hasn't been as revolutionary as the iPhone. But that's a tough barometer, right, for any consumer product, because the iPhone is one of the best-selling consumer products of all time. The Apple Watch has gained traction, particularly over the past year since they introduced GPS capabilities, and that freed people up probably a little bit more into the exercising capabilities to begin tracking their runs, their walks, their swims with the Apple Watch in a way they couldn't do before.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle about Apple's plans to introduce a smartwatch with cellular network capability. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We know you well. You who became a multimillionaire at 43, and you who was born one. We know you, who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune. And you, no longer getting a paycheck, but not needing one either. And also you, who doesn't have to work, but can't help not to. You serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well. And that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for joining us. So this is actually potentially quite the shift because, you know, we've all been attached to our smartphones for the past decade. This seems to be the first big step in some sort of real physical evolution. We'll always use something to connect, regardless of what shape it takes. And then every 2 years, there'll be a new one, I'm sure, and on the evolution goes. Do you see it potentially playing out as such?
Right, I do. And the other thing I also see is a little bit of an answer as to why we saw the AirPods introduced last year, right? I think a lot of people are asking, okay, well, these seem to be a solution for the headphone jack that's been removed. But, you know, looking back in retrospect, if we're about to get an Apple Watch that's going to have connectivity, all of a sudden the AirPods become a far more important and integral device, not just headphones, but really a device that you can use to make phone calls remotely when you don't have your iPhone handy.
Very interesting. Trip Mickle, thanks as always for the latest.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
For more on Trip Mickle's coverage of all things Apple, head to WSJ.com. That's it for the Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos for The Wall Street Journal in New York. Thanks for listening.
Follow The Wall Street Journal on your favorite podcast app. Search WSJ on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and any Amazon Alexa device. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.